Welcome back. Now you can use ClickFunnels in order to send your transactional emails. That means that whenever you sell something through ClickFunnels, ClickFunnels will see to it that your customer gets an email. But as you've seen, in some cases, those emails don't always make the inbox. One of the ways around that is to set up your transactional email through ClickFunnels, but yet using an external service. ClickFunnels has email integrations, and you can reach that by going to your profile and then account settings. When you get to your account settings, you'll get to this tab for email integrations, and you want to click it. Once you do that, you're going to click this transactional and marketing tab. What you will need is an SMTP integration. And you can do that by using any of the three systems that ClickFunnels has designated as working with the system. One is a very popular system called SendGrid. Now you are going to need an account set up for SendGrid, and there is a cost associated with SendGrid. Now they do have a free plan in order for you to get started, which allows you to send emails up to 100 per day. Beyond that, you'll need to have their Essentials plan, which as of the recording of this video is the cost that you are seeing on your screen. However, knowing that price is subject to change. Now to start the process, you are going to need a secure domain added to ClickFunnels. You'll need access to your DNS records in your domain registrar. You'll need a SendGrid account, and you'll need a business email address within your domain. What we're going to do first inside of SendGrid is to authenticate our sending domain. So what we're going to do here is we're going to click Authenticate Your Domain. Then inside of SendGrid, we're going to need to designate our DNS host. We're then going to determine how we want to brand our links for this domain. We're then going to click Next. We are then going to enter the domain where we are sending. We're then going to click Next. SendGrid will then give us 5 keys to add to our DNS section. Once we've added the records, we can then click I've added these records. We can then click Verify. Now in the case of GoDaddy, when you are adding to the DNS, SendGrid will give you the host to enter and then what the host should point to, and they will do this 5 times over. Now, every DNS is going to be different depending on where your site is going to be hosted. So you'll need to follow the directions as given to you by SendGrid and according to where your DNS is hosted. Once you've completed the process in SendGrid, you should see a message saying that the authentication worked and you can return to sender authentication. Once your domain is authenticated, you will then need to verify an email address. We are going to click Get Started here inside of SendGrid. You are then going to need to create a sender. And when your email address matches your domain, which has been verified, your email will automatically be verified. You'll then need to go to your settings and then to your API keys. What you'll need to do is to create an API key. You'll then need to give this API key full access and you'll need to give it a name. You'll then click Create and View. You'll now want to integrate your SMTP. You're going to give this integration a title. This will be internal to you. You'll want to write in your sender email name. You'll want to write in your send from email address. Now your SMTP user is going to be the word API key. You're then going to put your API key from SendGrid into the SMTP password. The SMTP server is going to be this exact text as of the recording of this video, as will the SMTP port. Again, as of the recording of this video. In the help article for SendGrid, ClickFunnels will give you standard text to put into your SMTP footer. You will need to customize that footer with your exact details and information, and then you'll need to set the default SMTP integration and then click Save SMTP Integration. Once you do that, your page should be verified and ready to send with ClickFunnels. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.